Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown. This is the Talk Radio Review, our overview from the DJV perspective of the charts, the stories, the people. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the work, does the research, and we on the DJV program get to spend time taking apart the various issues. Joining me now, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Jay Kirshner, and also John Harper comes to us from one of our affiliates, WMEL on the Space Coast. Always glad to happy to have him in attendance because he always has great pithy things to say. I'm going to go through the story list and the people list, and then we'll pick some of the things. I'm actually going to ask, I always try to do this differently every week. So I'm going to ask Victoria and Jay and John to tell me what they think of the stories is the most important to them. Which one has the most traction or has the most impact on them and their lives and listeners as well? So starting with the stories first, the holidays at number 10, that's understandable. Immigration issues, number 9. The whole climate change and discussion of the weather, what's going on, is cold and wet in the West Coast. Not bad in other parts of the country. Social media and scams and security issues, number 7. Certainly at Christmas time, that's a big deal. Our relationships with China and Russia, a normal countdown issue, number 6 this week. The crime and violence, especially the sort of seasonal crimes that are all over the place, that's number 5. Voter legislation action, number 4. The investigation into January 6th, the Capitol riot, is number 3. All the various conversations about COVID, number 2. And number 1, the economy and the Build Back Better issue, the Build Back Better bill, which seems to be going nowhere. On the people side, Kamala Harris is at number 10. Xi Jinping is at 9. Putin is at 8. Mitch McConnell is at 7, Nancy Pelosi 6, Michael Flynn at 5, Donald Trump at 4. I sound like I'm doing an a partridge in a pear tree, right? Fauci is 3, Joe Manchin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. That's the top of the list, about the same here the last few weeks. All right, so let's start with Victoria. Of the top 10 stories that I just enumerated, Victoria, which one do you think is the most important, at least as far as you, your life, your friends, your circle?
Sure. Yeah, that's an easy one. It's COVID. I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in a county in New Jersey that is worse than New York City right now in terms of the number of new cases, and hospitalizations are way up. We're now in the top 5 states that have severe hospitalization surges. But for me personally, though, what's really affected me, not only just because we have more and more friends who are popping up positive with COVID, but the lack of tests. We have been going nuts this whole week trying to find at-home tests that you can buy at the pharmacy, and they're sold out everywhere. And so, we couldn't even get a test for my parents for Christmas dinner. It's been a real challenge. So in our lives, that's been the conversation amongst all of our friends texting each other, hey, you know, can you get a test at that CVS, or does that Walgreens have it? And they're just sold out everywhere.
Yeah. I had the people on my farm get the booster this week. It was interesting to see the whole... every time I've gotten a shot, it's been a different sort of circumstance. And the lines that were there, but the speed in which they now are able to work it, you know, it's like bing, bang, boom. You fill out the form, you show them your insurance. If you don't have it, the state pays for it, and then you get the shot, and you got a sore arm, and that's it. That's what I've heard, anyway. How about you, John, in terms of getting the shot and the impact of the booster, just out of curiosity, because you and I are similar ages, seems to be affecting people who are older a little differently than people who are younger. What was your experience?
Getting the shot or the booster shot here in Florida, or specifically on the Space Coast, for me and those around me and my friends and immediate family, has not been a problem. There seems to be a pretty good supply here in Florida. Last Saturday, I went and got my booster shot. It literally took me probably 10 minutes altogether. Filling out the paperwork was longer than anything.
Right.
And I didn't even have an appointment. So there really is not too much of a problem down here with the vaccination shots or the booster shots altogether.
Well, that's a good sign, I think, as much as anything else. Jay, you're traveling this week from, you were normally in Nashville, you're moving up to Cleveland for the holidays. You've had a child that's been sick, and I know that you went back and forth on vaccines and stuff. So where, in your circle of friends, what is the experience in terms of the shot or the shots, masks? Are you finding people are complying in your circle, or are they still, is it like all over the place?
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place, because I also have friends in different states. So the majority of people are continuing to wear masks, are vaccinated. I have a couple friends who are anti-both, anti-vaccination, anti-masks, anti-being told what to do. I have a couple friends who have not gotten vaccinations because of their own health issues, that the vaccine may actually be worse for them, but they're still wearing masks everywhere. It's been across the board. I'm fully vaccinated. I'm boosted. I had a pretty bad reaction to the second shot, but the booster shot, I was not expecting to be as sick as I was. I was violently ill for a good solid day, but now I feel like I'm somebody who's really sensitive, especially with lungs, that I trust the vaccine more than the virus itself.
Mm-hmm.
But across the board,
as another asthma sufferer, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't want to take my chances.
That's my own personal belief, but there are pretty much people in all different camps that are in my life. I almost lost somebody who is double vaxxed, boosted, 40 years old, like 2% body fat, and she found herself hospitalized with it.
Wow. All right. So while we've got you, Jay, I asked Victoria what the number one story was for her this week. Are you in agreement with her from the list of 10, or do you have another one that you think is...
Yeah, definitely COVID. COVID is definitely important in our lives. But also, based on where I am, the whole climate discussion, these tornadoes that happened in December, it is... Yes, we are in Tornado Alley in a sense, but this isn't normal for December. We had a couple really close calls back-to-back that it's just, this is astounding. This is not normal December weather in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so that's number 8 this week. It is not, you've had, and by the way, why don't you, as long as we are talking about that for a moment, you found a charity. When we look at the list here, scams a big problem. Some of the charities that have come about as a result of what happened in the South, in Kentucky, Tennessee, to a lesser extent, we came up with some, and at Christmas time, maybe you're feeling like you want to give to help people out. So what's the one place that we found that we've advised to our listeners would be a good place for you to give to support the rebuild and all the problems that are having to be solved in Kentucky?
Yeah, specifically the Kentucky tornado victims. PandemicOfLove.com is the website. They accept Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, whatever is easiest for you to give your monetary gift. Pandemic of Love can help, and 100% of the donations are going to help those families.
All right, more of the Talk Radio Review with John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better, and you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com.
Yep.
It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to our overview of the stories and what's most important. So I asked that question of Victoria and Jay. John, what do you think of that list that we went through? You've seen the list of the charts for this week, the week of December 20th to the 24th from Talkers. Which one is would ring your bell more than any other?
Well, all important, needless to say, and people are talking about, I think, all of the items that are on that top 10 list. But I do agree that the COVID, the pandemic situation, is something that is really starting to heat up. Even though it seems to be under control here in Florida, people are talking about it with Christmas dinner coming up and things like that. People are very concerned. So I would list COVID as number one. I would also put on that list the relations or lack of relations with China and Russia. Obviously, a lot of people believe strongly that China is the culprit behind this entire pandemic. And as a result of that, the supply chain has been interrupted, as we all know, and it's creating all types of problems for people who are trying to shop for Christmas and get things done, and it ain't happening. Gas prices, obviously, is a big concern. We are seeing for the first time here in Florida in a long time. The other day, I paid $2.95 for gas, which was the lowest I've paid in probably 6 months or more, and so that was kind of a moral victory. But gas prices, everybody's talking about that, and I'm sure that'll be the subject of the conversation at Christmas dinner as well.
That's another good point. People and Christmas, because the holidays, number 10 this week. So what goes on around the table at your house, Victoria? How are you preparing for Christmas, and what are you doing, as this program will be heard all over the Christmas weekend? So it will be present and past tense, probably,
mm-hmm.
as much as anything else. But what sort of things, what's the tradition with you and your family?
Well, it's just my parents and my husband and me and my brother and his wife. So it's just the six of us, and I'm going to be cooking Christmas dinner. So we go over to my parents' house late in the afternoon. Well, I'll be there cooking, you know, before that. But everybody else arrives later in the afternoon. We open gifts. We have kind of a cocktail hour and then dinner. Pretty simple.
Cocktail hour.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
And a little eggnog. Schnapps and your eggnog. That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
No eggnog.
Jay, what's your tradition at Christmas and New Year's?
We always do a Christmas Eve party with all of the extended family that live in the same area. So it's always like 30-plus people. And then Christmas Day, we spend with my husband's family.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's a good tradition.
Yeah.
John, give us a minute on your, over the years, your traditions. Have they changed, or are they pretty much the same?
Pretty much the same, with just a close gathering on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day in the afternoon, a big dinner with all the various delights of meat, from turkey to prime rib, you name it. But and my, of course, my famous White House mashed potatoes. But nonetheless, it's going to be pretty much the same as it has been throughout the years, and over the river and through the woods we go.
Yep. All right. Well, that sounds like fun. The next time I visit with you down there, I've not had those mashed potatoes. You'll have to invite me. We'll either figure out a way to bring them someplace, or I'll go to your house and have some, because I would love. That sounds yummy, yummy, yummy. Good stuff.
You're
for your
invited
time.
Over anytime. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, John.
It.
Continuing with our talk radio review.
Talk radio countdown.
Hey. Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back now at 23 after the hour, and traditionally on the DJV program, we have during this portion of each of the hours an overview of things that are trending, comments from social media. DJV social media includes Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show. You can find the charts. Top 10 stories, top 10 people, you can find them enumerated on both the DJV website, djvshow.com, or talkers.com. And so, Jay, we have conversations with people. This is like the more up-to-date way of getting input from listeners, social media, rather than getting people to call us on the phone. So we have a number of things that are tied to the countdown list. The whole business of violence, number five, crime and violence. So what's the question and what are people saying?
Asking if anybody's noticed a rise in crime and violence in their own community or nearby cities. Everyone has, and they've said even if it's not directly in their community, it is nearby. Jeremy Wood believes any rise in crime is only happening in major cities that lean more liberal. Don Sutherland says his community in Bend, Oregon, used to be a sleepy little outdoor tourist town with very little crime, and now it's a place with just continuous news stories of shootings, carjackings, property crime. And Gretchen Stoller's son was actually a victim of a hit-and-run accident, went and followed the other car, got shot at by that driver. Fortunately, he wasn't hit. And she also added that, quote-unquote, Anchorage is out of control.
Isn't it interesting, as you look around the country, because we have stations literally in every state of the country, and the difference of the fellow in Bend, Oregon, and his experience, the lady up in Anchorage, and that experience there, and I wonder whether it's different in the big cities versus the smaller communities, in terms of, you know, we all have talked about what's happened in cities like Los Angeles, where they've defunded the police. You look at some of these other cities, Chicago the same way, and the huge increases in crime and violence. You can reallocate and redirect the police, but who in their right mind thinks defunding the police makes any sense? If you go to Los Angeles, it's a free-for-all in the malls. People just go in, smash, and grab. Is that going on in Florida? You don't have those same kind of problems, John, in Florida, do you?
No, fortunately not, Doug. It's been pretty calm here in Florida, and we haven't had those types of smash and grab problems in the malls or anything like that. So no, it's been under control. Not really an issue down here.
All right, next, the trials this week that are going on, that also I think relates to number five on the story list from talkers this week. So what do we have for feedback from the question about some of those trials this week, Jay?
Yeah, the notable ones, Ghislaine Maxwell, Kim Potter, Elizabeth Holmes. At Stevenson 3030 retweeted, he believes Kim Potter will be found not guilty. Ghislaine Maxwell and Elizabeth Holmes, however, will be found guilty. At Thera Not tweeted, people should be talking more about Elizabeth Holmes' claims of sexual abuse and whether or not she lied under oath on the stand. That should be added to the conversation. And Morgan Fillmore thinks Kim Potter's trial is going to end in a hung jury.
So Elizabeth Holmes, did she... a man charging her with sexual abuse?
She's claimed previous sexual abuse, and she's citing that as part of the situation of Theranos, and it's just a whole mess.
She's blaming her
situation.
Boyfriend and said she was in an abusive relationship, and that's what drove her decisions, and that's kind of her defense, really, is what she's... And it's not unlike, I mean, Ghislaine Maxwell case kind of also putting the blame on Jeffrey Epstein that, you know, and saying that she didn't do anything and whatever.
It's not my fault. I didn't do it. Please.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell almost seems like she's claiming Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll find out more as that trial progresses. All of them keep cooking, keep chugging along. Although Christmas, the excuse is now for the next week or so, nobody getting anything done. No businesses, really, other than the retail are open. And actually, it's the most, let's see, it's the second most vacationed week of the year. July 4th is first, Christmas 2nd. Labor Day is 3rd. We continue with thoughts on COVID in a matter of moments here on this week's Talk Radio.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his wife Jill spent part of their Christmas Eve visiting patients at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We're wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, but most of all, health. Good health in the new year. To all of you kids and to your parents and your families.
There's a long-standing tradition of first ladies celebrating the holidays at the hospital. But according to the White House, this is the first time a sitting president has taken part in the ceremony. About 2,000 Christians gathered at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for the traditional midnight mass. Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer and is set to give his traditional blessing at the Christmas Day Mass. This is USA Radio News. If you're still waiting for Santa Claus to arrive with your presents, the North American Aerospace Defense Command is once again tracking Santa Claus's journey across the globe with updates available online. NORAD, which is responsible for airspace security over the United States and Canada, are tracking him, and you can watch live on NORAD's website. You can also call the hotline at 1-877-HI-NORAD. They've been tracking Santa since 1955, when a local newspaper's ad for a hotline to allow children to speak to Santa featured a number misprint. Instead of reaching Santa Claus, the phone rang through to the crew commander on duty, the U.S. Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup. He worked at the Continental Air Defense Commander Operations Center, which was the predecessor to NORAD. Colonel Shoup quickly realized a mistake had been made, and he assured the children that he was Santa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Second half hour of our Talk Radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, DJ Veers, and John Harper from WMEL. The whole business about COVID, it is number two. Some people think it should be number one. I think that's what Victoria said. So I don't want to let these thoughts sort of go out into the ethos. We ought to talk about them a little bit, Jay, some of the responses to our questions on mandates and variants and stuff from our listeners through social media. What did we get in return to asking some of these questions?
Yeah, Jared Watts believes if things didn't shut down last year, we might be further along in the fight against COVID, adding that he believes the fear being spread is more dangerous for most people than the virus itself.
I'm with him 150%. Absolutely agree with that guy across the board, yes. All right, so what else are you getting from people?
Elizabeth Mooney says there was too much focus on the whole herd immunity thing that never really happened, and
exactly.
Too much dismissing natural immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then
there's not enough research on natural immunity. We don't really know. That's a big problem.
Well, and then this one's kind of related. Corinne 843 tweeted, she's not vaccinated. She's been exposed to the virus numerous times. She has taken care of friends and family who were ill, and she never caught it. She's always been tested to make sure that she wasn't spreading it around, always had negatives. She actually wants to know, she wants to ask Dr. Jack and Dr. Ken if that means she's immune, that she's been around it so much and never caught it.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus are both associated with the DJV program. You can check out their thoughts on all of these things with regularity because there's a podcast that we post every week at djvhealthshow.com in addition to the weekend hours that their programs are on the air. I think that's a good question to ask. I don't know that we've asked that question. We've certainly talked around and around and around and around about COVID. And this is something, though, that I had sniffles. Was it last week? When did I have the sniffles, ladies? Do you remember? Wasn't this week?
Beginning of last week, yeah.
Was it last week, yeah. So I had the sniffles, and I went to get tested. I've had all my shots, boosters. I had a flu shot. I got shots I've never have gotten before. And so I wanted to make sure, because this thing becomes kind of hard to predict. I'm not sure that we can talk a good game, but whether we really understand this thing. I think the most important research that came out in the last week or so was something that we used talking about one of our advertisers, the folks that produce Calitrin. They didn't come up with the research, but I sort of put it together. Those spikes that you see in the pictures of the virus, those are engineered. They were engineered in that laboratory in China to hook onto fat cells. So that's really one of the reasons, if you wonder why it is that so many people who are heavy, those who have diabetes, that kind of stuff, are succumbing to this. It's because this thing was designed to hook onto fat molecules, fat cells, and that's why more people... Isn't that amazing, John, when you think about it? These people are so... what's the word do we use, the adjective? The scurrilousness or the
maniacal.
Maniacal is a good word for it. Yeah, exactly. To know that this thing was designed. And now there's something new. Didn't we talk this week, ladies, about something new that's going to eliminate isn't there the new pill or something that's been just certified by the FDA that will attack those spikes?
Actually, what you're referring to, there is a new pill from the FDA that was authorized. It's the new Pfizer pill, and it reduces hospitalizations by 89%. But the tricky part with it is you have to take it within the first 3 days of having the virus. A lot of people don't necessarily know they have it right away, and so if they're not testing every day, you can't just take one test after being exposed and then just say, oh, okay, I'm in the clear, because it takes 5 to 7 days for it to still show up. So it's going to be a little complicated with the pills, but what you're also referring to is the Walter Reed Research Foundation has been working on a vaccine that's going to be partnered with, they haven't named who yet, but it's going to be partnered with some sort of pharmaceutical, and so that is a different type of technology. That vaccine, they say, they're in human trials right now, but they say that it's good for all of the variants and that it actually attacks those spikes that you were talking about on the virus, and it prevents them from replicating and spreading in your body.
Isn't it amazing how insidious, that's another word, John, I'd use for this, maniacal, how these people have, and I even saw something this week on a couple of different reliable, I was going to say sort of reliable, what's reliable these days, is anything reliable in terms of news or information, but that the engineering of this, the reason the Chinese government wanted to do this is to sort of cull the human population. Not necessarily just in America, worldwide, the Chinese are worried about having enough food for themselves and enough resources. So they figure if they kill off a couple of hundred million or maybe a billion people, that they can have a better chance of surviving. Again, maniacal. I wonder if it's true. It certainly is something that you could imagine being true, right? Has anybody else heard this beside me?
No, I've heard that too, Doug, and you kind of expect to see Dr. Evil behind all of this. And it's just something that I don't know when we're going to be able to get control of this. It seems like every week there's a different trend going on as far as the pharmaceuticals go, as far as the treatment, and, of course, the variants that come out on this pandemic. The only positive thing I've heard, along with some of the pharmaceutical discussions that we've just heard, is that this, compared to the pandemic 100 years ago, is showing some of the same trends as far as the variants of the disease are less and less, and they feel it's going to be kind of like a forest fire. It will eventually burn itself out.
Yes.
How long that will take, of course, no one knows.
Right. All right. So, Victoria, back to the technology discussion, those tests, the COVID tests that the president has, or the government is now setting up the website to distribute these tests. Are they reliable? Are we going to be able to depend on the results? Because this is a big issue as well, is it not?
Well, I think how to use the rapid tests is very important. And so, you know, testing before, a lot of people will go to a family gathering or they'll go to, you know, a private someone's house, and everyone will take a rapid test at the door to make sure everyone's negative before you go in. So they seem, I mean, they're pretty reliable. Unfortunately, they're not that sensitive, so you really have to get that positive result in the middle of when you have symptoms, because if it's too soon, it'll show a negative, and if you're too far into the virus, it'll also show a negative. So you've really got to, it's important to get the right timing with those tests.
Right.
But yeah, the website, hopefully, we don't know the address of the website yet. We're waiting for more details from the Biden administration on that one.
That's sort of a positive thing, though, coming out of all of this.
Well, every other country gives away free tests, and so we're the only ones that aren't doing it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. All right, Victoria is here, Jay is here, John is here. I'm going to talk to John about a couple of things that are important to the listeners of his station down on the Space Coast as we continue with our overview of the items from Talkers Magazine, the top stories of the week, the people that are being discussed, all the research done by Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com or djvshow.com. Here we go on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. The story list, all-inclusive, starting at number 10, working to number 1, the holiday season. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? How are you fit? Is your brain fit wrapped around it? Those are some of the things people are asking themselves during the holiday season. Immigration and problems there to attach, number 9. Situation with the weather at number 8. Social media problems and security attached to that, number 7. Our relationship with China and Russia, number 6. Our relationship with ourselves and the various components of our society, number 5. The situation that seems to be cropping up more and more, discussion of abortion issues, the Supreme Court, etc. Number 3, the continuing investigation into last January 6th. Number 2 is COVID and all of the things that are wrapped around that. And number 1 is the economy and how we're working our way through. Is the economy going to be as wonderful as people are predicting? All right, that's the list from Talkers. The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box, put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find the list also at the DJ Fee. Say it again, Doug. You can find the list also at the You can find the list also at the DJV Show website, all of the top 10 people and stories. So the top 10 people list starts at number 10 with the Vice President, Ms. Harris. Number 9, leader of China, Xi Jinping. Number 8, the leader of Russia, Bad Vlad Pukin Putin. Mitch McConnell is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. And it would be nice to have some of these old fossils off the list. Boy. Michael Flynn is 5. Trump is 4. Dr. Fauci is 3. Joe Manchin is two. You talk about a guy coming out of nowhere. Wowie zowie. Is he in the public mind? And obviously, in the number one spot at the forefront of all of our discussions is most certainly Joe Biden, who's the president. One of the things surfaced this week was the story of his new dog, which brought a lot of comments, both positive and negative. So anyway, that's the People List from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Back to the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jay, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and everybody's friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. So a couple of things here. The James Webb Space Telescope is scheduled to launch this weekend. What can you tell us about that? I know you follow this stuff very closely. This was done, as I understand it, with the European and Canadian space agencies, I think. So what's unique about the James Webb Telescope? Can you tell us about the telescope, John?
This particular telescope, of course, been in the works for over 10 years for the anticipated launch coming up. But this telescope is supposed to go beyond what magnificent results we've seen over the years now from the Hubble telescope. And the types of experiments this telescope can do are the most advanced that we've ever seen in the space program. So everybody is pretty excited about the launch and what this telescope is going to be able to do to science.
The name James Webb, I remember him from the very early days. I think he was the chief administrator at NASA in the 60s, and that's why this was named for him, was it not?
That is 100% correct. That's right.
Yeah, right.
So everybody is very excited about this, and it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. No question about that. Also, if you're a future space traveler, here's a heads up for you. No more commercial astronaut wings are going to be awarded from the FAA. I wonder why are they clipping the astronaut wings? I thought this was something that was kind of cool. Maybe all the civilians going up, there are too many of them, and it doesn't have any meaning anymore, you think?
I think Doug, that kind of is correct. The importance of it doesn't seem to be there as there once was. Going up for a 15-minute flight is something you can almost achieve at Space Mountain in Disney World, and as a result, I think the significance has definitely been diminished. So I think that's why they're not being awarded now, effective immediately.
All right. Now, the business about social media and its impact, Jay, I noticed that this past week, the House Oversight Committee opened up an investigation into Astroworld, that festival, and I wonder how much of that was driven by social media, people, their comments, people, their experiences, the public getting all worked up about it. It's kind of, you know, when you look at the situation with Chris Noth this week, he would be number 11 on the People List, I think, if we were adding one more to it. The idea that the pressures that come from people using Twitter and Instagram and Facebook can be so huge that they, you know, sort of motivated this investigation by the government. Yes? No? What do you think?
Well, and it's not just the people. You have other artists. Social media has given everybody a voice, everybody a platform that they can speak their piece. And when you have other artists also saying, no, it doesn't matter who is unofficially or officially authorized to stop the show, you have the mic. This is your show. And other people started sharing videos of artists who have stopped shows in the past when a lot less things were happening.
Mm-hmm.
And
Adele,
this
Harry
was just,
Styles,
yeah.
Prince Stefani, yeah, it's a whole long list.
Yeah, Foo Fighters, almost any rock band, when there's a mosh pit involved, somebody falls. Somebody always falls. Either people pick them up or the show is stopped and the artist will yell. They'll actually yell at people. Linkin Park stopped the show to yell at concert goers because some people
Mick
fell.
Mick Jagger did that back in the day,
yeah,
right?
They weren't being picked up. And they even started a chant of, like, when someone falls, there was a call and repeat of when someone falls and the crowd would say, you pick them up. And they did that a few times before they would even continue performing.
Unbelievable. All right, and a quick note on the economy, which is number one. The stock markets are up for a second consecutive week. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages were up almost a point. NASDAQ interest, the levels there up over a point. There's a lot of people who were worried about the effect that Omicron would have on the market. Doesn't seem to be affecting it at all. There it is, our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, thanks to the work done by the folks who were on the air with me at the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and to John Harper, WMEL, and to everybody listening. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Stephan House.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown with a review now from Victoria Keelan of the DJV program of the top five items that we've discussed on the program from the world of technology from number five to number one. Number five is a focus on the iPhone. What do we have here, Victoria?
Well, this was not like the most cheerful headline that iPhone made this week, especially with the holidays, but what this is Apple has released iOS 15.2, and with that update comes the legacy contact setting. This is the setting, this is a new tool that allows you to specify who can access your Apple account, your photos, your notes, your mail, all that, after you die. And so Google and Meta, formerly Facebook, they've offered a similar setting for years now, but Apple had a very lengthy process that required getting a court order. And so now with this new update, you can go into settings and you select password and security. You'll see legacy contact there, and you can choose up to five people to have access to all of your accounts in the unfortunate, you know, event that you are no longer around. Then your loved ones can still have access to your accounts.
All right. The next item up here for scrutiny is number four, which I don't have in my list. Oh, here it is. These
CSA,
things are sent to me
your favorite.
Upside down. All right, so I'll have to edit this a little bit, Phil. Number four on our countdown of the hot items from the world of technology this week, TSA checkpoints. What are they going to start doing, Victoria?
They're getting a little more high tech. So Apple introduced its updated Apple Wallet in June of this year, and so they said they were working to ensure that you could use it to get through airport security. Now, the TSA has actually confirmed that this will happen. They're going to start testing this in two different airports in February, and if it's successful, then the test will expand to two more states the following month. So the Apple Wallet is the first digital ID that the TSA will accept, and the program is expected to expand into other platforms in the future, but instead of a TSA staff member like physically examining your card, they will just, you scan it off your phone and all the information is there in front of them. So it should make it faster.
All right. Number three is a focus on the smart toys that are being given for Christmas. This sounds like a real warning. Listen up to this one, folks.
Yeah, for parents and grandparents who want to buy some cool high-tech toys, the smart toy industry is booming, and it's really driven by a lot of young parents who want to have something educational and not just, you know, shoving an iPad in front of the kid's face. So the demand for the smart toys, which are in some cases really high-tech, this teddy bear has basically an iPhone in it. So the risk is about privacy and following kids around and how much information kids might share with these smart products. So if you're a parent, the best thing to do is just make sure you're around your kids when they're using these toys so that they aren't sharing something that could potentially be a safety breach for them.
All right. Number two, Facebook is parent Meta. Meta, did you say Meta or Meta? It's Meta.
It's Meta.
Right. All right.
Yeah, Meta, which is a stupid name, and they're trying to just get people to stop saying Facebook and associate it with negative things. But, and here's another negative thing, and of course this is happening right now at the holiday time. Meta is taking legal action against hackers who have impersonated Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram by conducting a phishing scam. And so they've found that 39,000 websites have been made in an attempt to replicate Meta services, and so usually they're catching people by email phishing scams. So just make sure that if you get an email from any one of these companies, Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, I'll throw in there too, don't answer that email. Go directly into your account, and if the company is trying to reach you, it will be in your messages, and it's the much more secure way to make sure you're not falling victim to all of these phishing scams, which are just getting worse and worse right now.
All the time. All right. Top story of the week from the world of technology is the website that's going to distribute information about COVID testing, yeah?
Correct. So President Biden said on Tuesday that Americans will soon be able to order free COVID tests from a government-run website. We don't know when the website will be available yet, but he said that 500 million at-home tests are already purchased, and that the websites will be able to help you also get information on locations for booster shots or a COVID test near you. And so there's a lot of information that's going to be all in one place, which I think is long overdue because we've never really had a centralized place to go. People are on the CDC site, they're on the FDA site. I think this would be good. If they get it up and running and it works in time, then it might help with the Omicron surge.
Yep. Well, there's plenty of that. And it'd be nice to have technology as a help here. There it is again, the top five stories of the week from the world of technology, courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.